Laura Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Many folks will recognize that percussive sound as the basic step used in clogging, some say invented by Dudley Culp, founder of the Greengrass Cloggers. Dance is an essential part of the musical traditions of Western North Carolina. Dancing and music go hand in hand, and for many years, dances with live music were a central meeting point for communities. Much the same way that a unique blend of music sprang forth, unique styles of dance also emerged. Clogging is a distinct form of dancing that borrows from the step dancing of the British Isles, the dance traditions of West Africa, and Native American dance. Clogging is a dynamic form, a dance that is alive, well, and evolving. Dance team that has been a fixture in Western North Carolina for almost 50 years is the Greengrass Cloggers. Phil Jamieson has been a team member since 1989 and details the creation and characteristics of the group in his book, Hoedowns, Reels, and Frolics, Roots and Branches of Southern Appalachian Dance. Longtime team member and internationally known dancer Rodney Sutton shared his remembrances at the 2021 memorial service for Greengrass Clogger founder Dudley Culp. Just after his graduation from East Carolina University in the spring of 1971, Dudley attended the Fiddler's Grove Convention at Union Grove in Arundel County. Dudley was so inspired by a performance from the Smoky Mountain Cloggers that he asked a dancer friend to show him some steps. He watched the competition at the next Fiddler's Grove Convention and then decided with some friends to form a clogging team back home in Greenville, North Carolina. Jamieson notes that these dancers did not learn the dance tradition from a single family or a central community, but they were able to borrow and create elements to forge their own unique style of dance. This fresh interpretation borrowed from many influences, but was particularly shaped by the dancing of Willard Watson of Deep Gap near Boone, Hansel Aldridge of Avery County, and Robert Dotson of Sugar Grove in Watauga County. Jamieson writes that the Greengrass choreography borrowed from the earlier traditions, including traditional square dance figures and precision lines, but also figures from Western square dancing that they learned in a square dance class at East Carolina University. Sutton noted that these routines were unique and that they were short and energetic. Jamieson adds that the dances incorporated synchronized footwork, a mix of traditional clogging steps and innovative steps of their own creation, including head-high kicks with fast-moving figures. Greengrass dancers learned to lead with the right foot at the start of the musical phrase, and they developed steps they named the Indian and the Earl. The group also incorporated signature steps of their mentors, including Willard Watson's Walking the Heel and Robert Dotson's Walking Step. One significant element of Greengrass performances connects with the dance traditions of the past. Many of the more than 200 dancers that have been a part of Greengrass are also musicians, and the group has always danced to live music as opposed to recorded music. This conscious choice is a connection to the way dance has happened in the community and a function of the drive to connect the people dancing to the people playing the music and to the people in the audience. Traditionally, some community clogging teams had their own band. The Spooks Branch Cloggers from North Asheville were always backed by the Carter Family Band, and the Champion Dancers in Canton, North Carolina, relied on the music of the Smathers Band. Greengrass has developed relationships with numerous bands that support them at festivals and performances across the country. The Greengrass Cloggers also look different than other clogging teams. Often youthful with long hair and beards, men dressed in blue jeans and work shirts with Western-style calico yokes. The women wore black tights and calico square dance dresses of assorted colors, minus the enormous crinolines that were popular at the time with the Western square dance ensembles. Greengrass Cloggers returned to the Union Grove 1972 convention as competitors and won first place in traditional mountain clogging. Jameson writes that while their innovative style was an affront to many of the traditional clogging world, their uninhibited, high-spirited dancing was popular with audiences. The group appeared in Asheville at the Mountain Dance and Folk Festival in 1973 and returned the following year, but was disqualified during the competition and given a special award due to audience reception. The group won the Union Grove competition again in 1974. The next year, the rules were rewritten to exclude them. Eventually, Greengrass Cloggers stopped competing and instead focused on sharing their dance with audiences across the world. In 1977, half of the group hit the road as a full-time professional dance company. This portion of the group became known as the Road Team and relocated to Asheville in 1980. The Road Team performed full-time until 1987. They shared dance across the United States and across the globe with travels to Sweden, Spain, Singapore, South America, and Central America. Each time the Road Team performed, they also gave a workshop. Much like Johnny Appleseed, the Greengrass Cloggers left a legacy wherever they went. Dozens of teams have started after gaining inspiration from the Greengrass Cloggers. By Sutton's count, there are 96 teams that started in England using greengrass steps, and teams also popped up in Australia, Japan, France, Switzerland, and Sweden. Jameson points out that today, greengrass style groups often perform in retro old-timey costumes suggestive of the pioneer days. Suspenders are not uncommon for the men, and the women often wear calico dresses. Brown or black shoes, with or without taps, are typical footwear rather than the standard white tap shoes worn by most cloggers. For the collective efforts of hundreds of dancers over half a century, the Greengrass Cloggers have been inducted into the American Clogging Hall of Fame, as well as the Blue Ridge Music Hall of Fame. Additionally, Dudley was also inducted into the American Clogging Hall of Fame in 2018. The group he founded has had and continues to have a massive influence on dance as it's performed in Western North Carolina and globally today.
Down the road he comes to the turn, rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down.
Road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.